Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Sharpie, Chris, and Lauren. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
You sound extra perky.
Can't help it. I've got the giggles.
She said as though perky was a bad thing, Lisa.
Do you know what? Did my singing policeman come to your door instead of Lauren's for her birthday?
That would make you very, 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 very giddy.
Yes. I always tell her that's what I'm going to send her. One year, it's going to happen, Lauren.
I'll go in with you on that.
Ooh, okay.
You might want to make sure I'm home.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, instead of taking a day off and heading to the beach.
The guy will be chasing me down on the beach. Wait, wait.
Wait a minute.
Leave me alone.
It's not easy to run in this thong, lady. Lauren and I discussed this earlier today, and we decided that no man should wear a thong, incidentally.
Yes, we actually did.
If you take nothing from this show, it's that.
Okay, so our topic for today, we're going to be discussing deluxe dining. Disney...
It wasn't the thong? I thought it was the thong.
I'm disappointed.
I am too. I'm no. A little let down, I'm not going to lie.
Lisa promised no strings attached.
Oh,
nice.
God.
You know, you're starting to drive a wedge between us here.
All right,
wait, my one birthday wish was no puns.
Wait a minute. That was your birthday wish?
Okay, that was my wish, but that's a whole different issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Topic, people?
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
So we're going to...
It's a deluxe topic.
We're going to be discussing the Disney Dining Deluxe Dining Plan. So why is this plan different from the plan that most people get, which is the Plus Dining Plan?
Because it costs a lot of money, Lisa.
Mm-hmm. It's
Thank
double
you
the
for
price.
Asking.
And the deluxe plan gives you credits.
It does. Stop it.
Many credits.
It does. So, Lauren, why don't you tell us what the deluxe plan entails?
I would love to.
All right. Do it, baby. Okay.
So, with the deluxe plan, you get 3 meals and 2 snacks per person per night that you're there. Plus the rapid refill, refillable drink mug, which is good for refilling your drinks in the hotel. The 3 meals can give you, you can use them for quick service or table service. Obviously, it's more beneficial financially to go with the table service option. It's super expensive and, in my opinion, only worth it in certain circumstances.
What would those circumstances be, in your opinion?
Those circumstances, there's two actually. One, if you're doing a ton of signature dining, or like a ton of character meals and sit down meals, like let's say you're doing every morning a character breakfast, but every night you still want to have a nice dinner, then it's worth it to do the deluxe dining plan. If you're doing a lot of signature dining, it's worth it to do the deluxe dining plan. I don't necessarily think it's worth it in any other case.
If we have had clients
you
who
spend
insist,
more time eating,
right?
We've had clients who insist on having 3 sit down meals a day, and that is that's the way to go for them, because if they want 3 table service meals per day, the deluxe
it's worth it.
Yeah, it gives it to them.
Yep. But it's only worth it if you're going to do that. I mean, you are literally going to spend so much time eating.
Yes.
Can you imagine doing that with little kids?
With a 3-year-old? I couldn't even...
Yeah, it's tough.
You know, not that many meals.
I actually have a client who does it. And she's the only person I don't go, oh, hey, maybe don't do this to. Because they do it every year. And they have little kids.
And they know what they're doing.
Right. It's grandparents, parents, and I think they're probably 4 and 8 now. But I don't think I could do it. I think maybe if you do signature dining every single night, like you said, and then maybe a character breakfast or something every morning, but that's still, I mean, you're going to feel really stuffed plus 2 snacks.
Yeah.
And the price is, it's so expensive.
Yeah. It's just, it's a lot.
Do you know who I think who would benefit from it? I think honeymooners and retirees, people who kind of have different agendas in park. You know, the honeymooners are kind of just there to eat and lay around and have fun. And, you know, that should be a relaxing trip. And then your older folks, maybe they've done everything. Maybe they've come before with the grandkids and they've really rushed through through it. And now they want to just maybe have like a really nice time together and just hang out. These are the people I see as benefiting from the plan. That yeah. in between with little kids, not so much.
Or like I have a bunch of clients who are the great clients, actually. They go a couple times a year and it's a bunch of girls. And
oh, yeah.
they love to, and you know who you are, because they're MouseChat fans too. and they love to eat at the nicer restaurants, try new things, experience new things. And the deluxe dining plan works for them because, like, I would never try to talk her out of it because, A, she knows what she's doing, and, B, they really enjoy the food part of it. They're foodies, you know?
Well, and if you want that appetizer, I think it helps. If you want an appetizer, because you don't get an appetizer for free, you know, even if you're spending 2 credits and you're going to California Grill, you're going to have to pay for that appetizer on the regular dining plan. But with the deluxe, you get an appetizer with your entree.
Very true.
So, and I always want an appetizer. Sometimes I want yeah. the appetizer more than I want the dessert.
Me too. Me too. And I miss the days where you used to be able to switch that on the regular dining plan.
Do you know what? Here's my theory on why you can't do that anymore. Because with a dessert, they can plate that dessert. It's prepared ahead of time. All they have to do is slap it on a plate, throw some caramel sauce on it, and they bring it out to you. There
Notice
are some
goes
exceptions.
Right to the caramel sauce.
I know, right? I like it's like my little thing I think about constantly. There's like a jar of it in my refrigerator. Thanks for reminding me. Anyway, but that's really easy to do. And while there are some exceptions and you have a dessert like those wonderful fritters that they have at California Grill and at Via Napoli, those have to be cooked. Most things don't. An appetizer takes like a, it's like a little mini entree. You just can't yeah. serve those. And also I noticed that Disney appetizers, particularly at the signature level resorts or restaurants, tend to be very innovative. They tend to be much more innovative and interesting than the regular entrees are. Mm-hmm. So I think that, well, you know, that's just my theory on that.
And I truly think a bigger part of that too is that they, that people, like you have mom and dad, dad orders an appetizer, mom orders a dessert, they split it. It's the best of both.
Right.
Parts. You know, and I think that stops you from being able to do that. But yeah. if I really want an appetizer and I'm on the dining plan, I don't mind paying $10 for an appetizer at that point.
I'll pay it, but I'd rather not have to. So.
Right.
Having said that, I just, I don't know. And I'm guessing you and Sharpie do this too. When someone asks me for the dining plan, because they want maybe 3 extra meals, I said, let's do the math. And when we do yep. the math, we find that the base or the plus plan, whatever you want to call it, is a better deal by and paying
Always.
Out of pocket with those
yeah.
extra meals. Almost,
Absolutely.
You're right. Because most people aren't going to double up on their meals or triple up or whatever you want to, whatever it's going to be. But I can see adding those extra ones. But then when you start looking at them, they're eating one of those extra meals maybe at the Plaza or Sci-Fi, things that they can pay out of pocket for very easily.
Right.
Okay, yep. I have a question. What do you think is, you know, because a lot of times you use the 2 table service credits when you're on the deluxe dining plan. What would be your best value for a double credit, and what is your worst way to spend 2 credits?
I'm going to say, and Lauren and I went through this because we ate at Yachtsman about a year ago. And mm-hmm. Lauren, remember, you actually use your dining credits, but I didn't use mine there.
Yep.
And it depends on what you're ordering. If you're ordering a great big steak,
which I did,
that's a good use of that plan. It really is.
Yep.
And if you're going to order dessert and you know going in, you're going to order dessert. But if you're maybe having a lighter meal, so someplace like Yachtsman, you can really get your monies out of it.
Well, and I also think it also depends on where else you're eating. I
yeah.
think, you know, you can't just look at, you know, okay, I'm eating at signature restaurant. You know, it's just XYZ. It's more about the entire package. Like, okay, I'm eating at this restaurant, and this restaurant. If I pay for this meal and this meal, is that going to equal more than the deluxe, than the,
right.
the signature restaurant? Like, it's really, it's a true math problem.
It is. And it's,
you know,
kind of
and
fun.
And it's different every time.
Like, and don't you find that your people, they actually like doing this math?
Yes. Disney math is awesome.
They love it because you know what? It's just one more step. It's like, I don't necessarily want to do my taxes, and you can ask the federal government that, but I love doing my Disney math. So,
yep.
Here, I actually have a question for Sharpie. So you and Jesse go, and sometimes you go alone. Do you ever do deluxe dining?
We have never done the deluxe dining plan.
Okay.
We have done Tables in Wonderland, and we've done the dining plan, and we've just paid out of pocket on trips where we had limited table service meals. But we have a hard time forking out the cash to do deluxe dining, because while we enjoy our meals, like, we aren't really into going back to the room, getting dressed up. And I mean, you don't have to dress up to go to Signature Dining, but I kind of feel like the other diners deserve it if you do, because they're paying a pretty penny to be there. So if you walk in shorts and a t-shirt, which I don't know. I just feel funny going to a Signature restaurant not dressed up.
I do too. But people do it at Disney.
Yeah, they do. And that's, but yeah. So, I mean, Tables in Wonderland for us has been a better deal at Signature Dining restaurants than the deluxe dining plan. So we're there for Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. We're there for 3 nights in July, and we considered doing it for that, but we decided not to.
Okay, so what is interesting is Lisa's the only one who's done deluxe dining of all of us.
Yeah, I've never done it.
I have. I did it for, it was like a 4 or 5 day trip.
I think Steve said it was like a forced march.
It was, yeah, it was hard. It was a lot of food.
A lot of dining.
But Sharpie, I wanted you to quickly, it is true. Sharpie, tell us real quick, the Tables in Wonderland card, what is that?
Tables in Wonderland gives you 20% off your meal, which includes alcohol.
And alcohol.
I was getting there. I was getting there, Lauren. To qualify for Tables in Wonderland, you have to be a DVC member, you have to be a Florida resident, or an annual pass holder. So for the average visitor, just going kind of once a year, it doesn't Tables in Wonderland isn't available to you. So if you're an annual pass holder, a DVC member, or a Florida resident, then you might want to look into the Tables in Wonderland card.
And do they limit how many people it will cover?
There is a limit. There's a limit to how many people cover. We have had restaurants, we've been with groups, and we've had restaurants that didn't really enforce the number of people per card rule. But then there are some that were very, very strict about it. So, and I believe it's, is it 10?
It's either 8 or 10.
No, it's 8 now.
Okay, it's 8, yeah. Because our first card, it was 10, but it is 8 now, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And they do require one form of payment, correct? With your ID. The ID has to match?
Once again, I have seen restaurants very strict about that, and I have seen restaurants that were not at all strict about that and allowed the table to break up the check. So, yeah. Just split the bill. So, it really is luck of the draw in terms of the restaurant. So it's always, it's good to keep in mind that the only rule is there are no rules.
Well, and I've noticed that recently they are asking for the credit card to match the name on the Tables in Wonderland card, which is kind of a pain because then it makes it much more difficult to split up a check. So they are cracking down. There's absolutely no question about it. If you have Tables in Wonderland, you're going to be the one who's using the card and paying, as a general rule.
And what happens outside of the
restaurant?
No,
that's not true. Because what I do when I go with a group of people, I always just say, look, I have a way we can save 20%. If you have cash, we can do
it.
If you don't,
no.
Right.
Then... And cash.
Yeah, that's
fine,
another story.
What I'm saying is, you know, they want to see the card name match the Tables of Wonderland card.
Right. But you can still
cash
pay with cash.
Fine.
Yeah.
Right. And they're not, I've never had them ask for my ID.
No.
Just, you know, if I use a card, it's got to match mine.
Yeah. And being an annual pass holder and not really, I mean, you can still get the dining plan, but a lot of times I will use Tables. Once I get the, like, I don't get it every time, but when I have Tables in Wonderland, I tend to use that more.
Yeah,
a lot of times
me too.
I'll do the math and see which way it works out better for me.
I'm sort of all over the place with it. You know, we do, it depends. With the blackout dates, if there are ever blackout dates, your Tables of Wonderland is useless, try the dining plan. We've made that mistake before.
Yeah.
And I talked about it on the show.
Okay. Any other comments or tips regarding the deluxe dining plan?
I do.
Be careful where you use your two credits.
I still want to go around and find out best value, worst value, two dining credits.
Oh, gosh. That's
Lauren,
really hard because the prices are almost entirely the same everywhere you go.
And it depends on what you're ordering. I don't know that
right.
you can actually really call that.
Well,
I mean,
I was going to say I've got a couple in mind. Maybe I should just talk. I was thinking that two credits for Cinderella's Royal Table is not top of my list for value.
Nope. Because the food there is not deluxe, is not signature food. It's not,
no,
in my opinion, it's not a signature.
Pricing.
Right. You're paying signature pricing for a signature location to get
the experience.
Standard.
Dinner at Royal
food.
Table is $78 for an adult.
Yeah. Which
there is totally value in using a signature dining for that. If you're
for
not
that.
Yes.
Right.
Well, what did we figure? You need to be, the meal needs to be like $36?
No, the meal needs to be, for
50.
For two credits, it needs to be at least 50.
No, I was going to say per credit. So you
itself.
Figure the
right.
72 is right on target with a two credit meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, I think there's value in Royal Table, depending on what else you're, where else you're eating again.
Yeah.
It's all relevant.
Yeah.
I don't
think it is for breakfast.
That.
I think Royal Table for breakfast should be out of pocket.
Well,
unless
again,
you're oozing
depends.
Credits.
Right.
And two credits for breakfast. I mean, really, come on.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem
yeah.
is they have to make it two credits or nobody would ever book dinner.
Same way with Le Cellier. It went to two credits for lunch and dinner because it was so popular.
Yeah,
right. We did it to ourselves.
You know,
I think
and it's
the
yet
shows,
another one that I don't think is a really great value for two credits.
No, I think the shows
not.
Are a good credit,
right.
double credit.
Save your money and go to Golden Corral.
Now breakfast, I don't know. I would pay for breakfast out of pocket for Royal Table personally, but.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. I would like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. And if you have comments or questions for us, those can be sent to us at comments@mousechat.net. And if you enjoy the shows, you can download them by going to iTunes or to mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.